She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. We're also live on the internet, www.georgenita.com. Okay, there's so much, false diagnosis going on because the economy is bad and people are trying to survive. And the false diagnosis is wrong. They're using the safety check system to charge you for things that was not necessary. I'll give you an example. One lady with a Lexus was trying to get safety check, and she was told that she needed the front suspension redone. About $3,000 before she could get the safety check. So I got a call, and I checked it out. It wasn't necessary. I mean, you know, yes, everybody's having a hard time, but why do you have to take it out on each other? It's not the people's fault. It's your leaders, the people in office, the people that you voted in to protect the people of Hawaii. High taxes, high registration fees, amongst other things. Now they're trying to charge you for garbage disposal and everything else. I wouldn't be surprised if they start charging you for breathing air. It's getting ridiculous. And you, the people of Hawaii, have to take your stand. Enough is enough. The registration fee. Why is it so high? I think Hawaii has the highest vehicle registration fee in the USA. Go check, folks. You have the blessing of a computer, go check it out. Hawaii is way smaller than California, Arizona, all the rest. Being that it's so small, why should it be so high? I don't know. Something's wrong here. And as long as you don't say anything, it will go on and on. It's common sense. If you had a pot of gold out there on the street and people come by and start helping themselves to that gold and you don't say anything, are they going to stop? No. The other thing that really gets me going is when you buy tires, and you correct me if I'm wrong, they always recommend you have a wheel alignment, right? That's not necessary. The outer edge of your tires wear out because of underinflation. They purposely underinflate your tire so that it wears out faster. The outer edge is the first place that you're going to see worn out. Underinflated. Underinflated kills your tire life, but most of all, makes the tire very unsafe. In a panic stop where you have to slam on the brakes, you're not getting the full footprint from your tire. You're only getting the outer edge, the outer 2 inches of the tire. You're not getting the center because the air pressure is too low and it's not pushing out the center of the tire. The old tire pressure from back in the historic days of the 40s and the 50s was 35 pounds or 32 pounds because of the tire design. Because time has moved on and tire design has advanced, tire pressure is now a minimum of 44 pounds. That's the minimum. You have to experiment with your car and see where is the better poundage. Look on the side of your tire. There's a small little print. Max air pressure. Run it at that. I like to go 5 pounds over the max air pressure. And I find that way better than what's on the tire. Number one, you get better tire life. Number two, it's a lot more stable on the freeway. Number three, you get better gas mileage. 2 to 3 miles more per gallon. Add it up. 2 to 3 miles from the tire pressure, 2 to 3 miles from better air filter like K&N air filter with max airflow. 2 to 3 miles or 6 miles more by using Shell Premium. Add it up. A better battery, like the North Star, so that battery builds. Battery builds has the North Star battery that is really, really fantastic. High amperage and will increase your gas mileage. Add it up, folks. Don't just go out and buy anything. Get something that's going to help you. Cost of living in Hawaii is going through the ceiling. So look for things that will help you. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Oil companies don't like ethanol, and that's normal. If you, the people of Hawaii, was the owner of an oil company that made gasoline, would you want somebody to come along and make ethanol that would give better gas mileage? No. Ethanol is the best fuel for the world. Why? Not just because of the gas mileage, but because it's clean. You can spill ethanol in the ocean, it will not kill the fish. You can spill it on your lawn, it will not kill the grass. For those of you living in Kauai, go ask Harvey Maeda. He accidentally spilled some ethanol on his lawn. And the next day he called me and he said, yes, you're right. The grass did not die. Yes, ethanol is a disinfectant, for one. Number two, it's the best fuel for the world because the exhaust fumes coming out makes oxygen. Gasoline's exhaust fumes throughout the whole world is carbon monoxide. That's killing the world. Why you think you're getting all this weird kind of weather and all that? I mean, 60 years ago, you didn't have weather like today. It's got to be a reason. It's gasoline. The fumes. Think of all the cars in the world. The zillions of cars. producing carbon monoxide. How long is the world going to last? They talk about green energy. The only green energy that I know of is ethanol. It's not the solar energy. It's not the wind. It's ethanol. You can make ethanol from any green plants, from rubbish, from anything. So that's the best fuel. Go look at it on the computer. Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he claimed ethanol to be the best fuel for the world. But nobody listened. Rockefeller came along and said, we're going to use gasoline. Why? Because here in Hawaii, you cannot drill and find oil. So he controlled all the oil wells and made money. Ethanol, anybody can be making it. So you have no control. Okay? Anyway, you have questions, give me a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, safety check is a big overhead and not necessary. You saw the safety check thing on the news? Think, folks, think. If you had a safety check station and the news media came to you and going to put you on television, are you going to show that you don't check the car? Huh? Come on. If you show that, then the safety check system will come down on you like a ton of bricks and shut you down. How many of you out there had a complete safety check done? Pull the tire, check the brakes, take it on a road test, the whole nine yards. How many of you ever had that? And if you had a safety check station and you're paying your mechanic $25 an hour, would you charge $25 to have the car checked and not make any money? I don't think so. You're going to want $50 or $75 for that safety check. So, if it's not being done right, and I know it's not being done right, I can prove it. Why have it? It's not being enforced, and I can also prove that. Okay? So, why have it? The other thing that is on the topic of the DMV, the Motor Vehicle Department, they're trying to find why the cars are not being registered. Now, that's a hello. If it's too expensive, and families are having a hard time going from paycheck to paycheck from being homeless, are you going to spend the $300 or $400 to register your vehicle plus another $800 a year for car insurance? If you got to cut costs, you're going to cut the cost of the registration and the car insurance. That's the reason why the amount of cars registered today is getting less and less. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. It's poor money management by the state and the city. And we the people have to do something about it. Anyway, I think it's break time.
Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? How's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob's doing great.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Surprise me, why don't you?
Sorry.
You know, well, George never answered the phone. I was on hold. All of a sudden, I hear, where's Rolling Bob? I'm thinking, right here.
Uh-huh. We just want to wake you up.
Anyway, I did look up the automobile registration just to confirm you're right. But you know what else I noticed?
What's
that? All the other states, their registration is like one or two lines. Like it says, you know, if your car is below this weight, it's 75, or it's like $15. And if you have a truck, you know, a tractor trailer, it's like 150. You read Hawaii, it's like, if the weight is between this weight and this weight, it's 0.0 point something per pound. And then if it's this weight, and it keeps going up and up. And I go, you know, and the reason I'm laughing is because we always talk about how laid back Hawaii is, right?
Right.
But why do they write such complicated laws? I don't get it. You just have a simple law, like $25, register your car. That's all you need.
That's right.
But no, we're over here $340. And then I'm supposed to get this military discount, a veteran discount. I don't even know how to get it. They keep telling me, oh, you got to bring this form. And then when you get in the line, I'm like, can I have the form? No. We don't have it here. Well, where's the form? You got to get it online. I can't find it. Well, sir, we can't help you with that. So, on that note, here's my tip of the week for the city. Put in kiosk machines like a bank machine at the satellite city halls where you can register for your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are going to say, but what though? If you don't have any problems, you should just be able to go to the kiosk like they're doing at the airport. Put in a charge card, you know, have your registration thing with a barcode on it. Boom, reads, gives you your registration 24 hours a day. So you don't have to take off work to go stand in line. So when you get to the beginning of the line, the guy goes to lunch. And you're like, wait a minute, why do you guys have lunch scheduled during lunch hour when everybody's here to get their stuff? Okay, I know. Now I can't go register my car now because they're all going to be mad at me.
Well, here, I'll give you a different. Not, it's not car related, but you ever tried getting a duplicate birth certificate?
Oh, hey, you know what? You might as well try to go to Mars.
Yep.
No, no. You can. They ask you to fill out the application on the, I guess, computer, and then they say it's $10 to get the duplicate, $250 for shipping it to you or postage. So then there's this other question: do you want it mailed to you? So you say no. So you're supposed to minus the $250, right? Because it said $250 postage, but they still charge you the $250. And then you go to the line and tell the lady, "I didn't want the thing mailed to me. I want to get it right now. Do I still have to pay the $250? Because I noticed it charged my credit card for $250." And she said, "Yes, it doesn't matter." I was like, "What? Why do you say postage $250? You can still charge me $250.
I'm telling you that this is why I'm more. I think about it, I'm gonna have to run for office, and I'm just gonna stop everything. I'm gonna go, you know what? We're going back. We're starting over.
And that's what Trump tried to do, and everybody got mad at him.
Yeah, except for the people that it's working for that are all happy.
Mm-hmm.
And on a closing note, by the way, George, I was in a discussion yesterday, and my friend is worried because he says that the Trump administration is not going to keep sending money to Hawaii for the rail because they're asking for more money. And I said, why would they give us more money? And he was shocked. Well, what do you mean? I go, let's put it in terms we can all understand. George can relate to this. I come to George and I say, George, I'm going to build a race car. And I'm going to spend X amount.
Try it again.
And, you know, a lot of that is I think there's a big Australian company where a big chunk of the chain goes to. It doesn't even all go to the city.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is running the cameras gets some of it, and then the city gets some too. But they're just looking at, hey, you know, that's a couple extra mil or whatever a year.
Yep.
And we don't care if we screw people.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And it's time for the people to get mad and say something.
Why, you don't feel like it'll stop red light runners?
Nope.
I
don't think it will. I think the people, I mean, you get those people in front of you that as soon as they see the yellow flash, they're on their brakes, and that's ridiculous. And then you, of course, get the people that try to push it, and everyone has to wait for them to go through the intersection after the light turns green.
That's right.
But, I think the people that are going to do it are going to get caught, and maybe they won't do it anymore, but I don't think it's going to stop.
No.
You might stop 5% of it, maybe. I don't know.
The thing that will stop it is not a red light camera, but a policeman. People
True.
See a policeman there, they're not going to run that red light if True. The policeman tags them.
Yes. Yes.
So it's the police force at fault for having the red light runners. They're not enforcing the law.
Well, it's hard to put a cop at every... I guess you could put them at the major intersections and start there. You
know? Where they have the most red light runners.
Yeah.
Because I've seen blue and whites at the intersection, first car, and three cars go across the red light, and he don't even tag them.
Exactly. You're right. You know, it is...
They don't tag them. And my friend in the police department says, oh, maybe he was going on... a case or something like that. So I said, okay, what if on the corner there somebody was stabbing somebody to death? Oh, he's not going to bother and he's going to go on his way because he's going on a case? Come on.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is ridiculous because back in the old days, it was never that way. You know?
And plus, talking about a money grab, now they want to increase the parking fees, double them down in Waikiki, I heard.
Yep.
$3 for park, $3 an hour for park. I'm not going to surf down there anymore.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. They're just trying to kill the people of Hawaii. That's wrong.
Hey, brother, they're bleeding us dry, man.
Yes. Yes.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call.
I'll let you go, and aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. I know a lot of people here in Hawaii want to say something, but they're too shy, bashful, whatever. Folks, they cannot see you on the phone. No shame. Just call in. Okay? It's the only way we're going to get ahead is by spreading out the word. So anyway, on the news, they talked about schools, public schools, okay? Now, I was doing some thinking, and look back, folks. Look back in time. Back in time, McKinley High School had a qualified auto mechanic teacher. Okay? Kaimuki, Farrington, all the high schools had qualified mechanic class, mechanic teachers. Today, what happened? Is it the fault of the head person for the Department of Education? Whose fault is it? I try to research it. And according to what I get, my information is each school's principal is the one that appoints teachers to classes. So we cannot be having all these principals of the schools that are not actually qualified for the job. It's sad. I mean, think about it, folks. McKinley High School had an agriculture class to teach the students about agriculture. They had a automotive class. They had a wood class and something for the students that was not going on further to college. In college, they don't teach you how to be an automotive engineer. They don't teach you how to be a carpenter to make furniture. So where is the future going to go? Everybody cannot be a computer technician. Think about it. Where is this world going to go? It's sad. Kaimuki High School, Kalani, Roosevelt, all don't have a mechanics class. And who's teaching typing at Kalani? A teacher that cannot type. Who was teaching auto repair in McKinley? A math teacher that didn't know how to change oil. What's happening, folks? This is sad. It's scary.
I think part of it is there's these teachers that specialize in, I don't know, some math, say, and then there's no opening for a math teacher, but they need a job. So then there's something that opens up and they put in that position. If you want a job, there's this history.
That is exactly correct. That's what I was told. Okay? Now let me give you an example. Okay? On hospital, they're short of heart surgeons. Okay? But they got a dentist. So they say, okay, you want a job? Come here. You're going to be a heart surgeon. That's not right. If you had to have heart surgery, how comfortable would you be with a dentist doing your heart surgery? I mean, fact is fact, and let's face it. You got to be qualified to do the job you're doing. You know, I don't know. It's so frustrating, folks. I'm just climbing a coconut tree with this. This is not right. And the children of Hawaii is getting shafted. What's going to happen for the future? Is that why what's happening today in politics is happening? I don't know. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. I think it's time for a break again.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl is going to die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And a question was asked about 409. A lot of the young people don't know what is 409. 409 was a Chevy engine way back in the 60s, and a very popular car, the 409 Chevy Impala Bel Air, very, very popular in drag racing, all kinds of racing. Well, the design of the engine had to fall off because it was not a very reliable engine. A lot of parts keep breaking when you rev it too high. So Chevrolet, General Motors, designed a different engine. And that was designed back in 1964.
So and the engine's called 409.
Yes, that's the size of the engine. That's a bigger size from the first one that came out was a 348. But you couldn't make a song called 348. It don't sound so good. So when they came out with a bigger engine, which was 409 cubic inches, they made a song by the Beach Boys. So that's where it came from. Okay? So
not the cleaner.
No, not the cleaner. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
Okay, still alive.
That's good. Yeah, I'm right there on the side of you climbing a coconut tree, too. But, the 409, I was going to say 348, but you already did. And then later came the 265, 283, 27, and so on. But, yeah, that was the good old days, George.
Yep, and it'll never come back.
Well, hopefully it can, or somehow at least partway. Anyway, take Rolling Bob's advice. Never tell the government build you a race car or racing engine. And then, you was mentioning about, or the guy was talking about on the radio about the government only taxing, making it more expensive. Seemed like the ultimately, what's happening? It seems like they're trying to collapse the economy and the people. It's like, and I was talking to myself when listening at the radio, and I said, "Yeah, the politicians, they got to eat their steak and sashimi and sushi and drive their Lexus. That's why." Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a horror story. And you talked about that the police didn't tag the guy going to the red light just a few days ago. I'm halfway through the crosswalk, and right at behind the sidewalk, there's a parking lot of this small shopping center in Kali. There's two police officers sitting in their car talking story, and this car goes zooming by, and I think that's a $200 ticket, and they're right there. They're sitting in the car right there in front, and they never even go after the person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, this kind of stuff going on all the time. Maybe they should make a law that the people can take their license number down or take picture with their cell phone, turn in people going to red light speeding, exhibition of speed, driving recklessly, going through crosswalk, almost hitting people. Turn them in, and they should increase all these tickets to like $500 or $1,000, maybe even impound their car, and then you got to pay extra to get them out. But the people should get 10% back of the fine.
Well, and, that would never work because...
I know, but that's a dream that should be done. But
no, the thing that should be done is the police have to get up from being lazy and do the job.
Yeah. But they don't do the job.
Yep.
They're not. I call them the do nothing police driving around sightseeing, and they only like give tickets.
Well, if they give tickets, that's fine, but it doesn't happen. It's sad.
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce.
Anyway,
thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Take care, George.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 808. 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. We should get rid of safety check, that you know. And I tried calling that representative, and I never got a call back. I called twice, no call back. And that's the kind of service that I get from politicians. You know, why bring up the issue of safety check if you're not going to follow up with the phone calls? The big issue on safety check is, number one, no enforcement. Number two is not being done right. What you see on the news is false. It's not being done right. And number three is 40 states don't have safety check. So why should we? And the big one is the $20 or $25 that you spend for the safety check, nothing goes through the state for administrative costs. Like Wanda was saying, they want to charge her more for administrative costs, just for a birth certificate. But for safety check, oh, that's okay if they're spending $1.2 million a year for administrative costs and make zero back. It's this kind of stuff that they're forced to raise taxes because they're not doing the government right. You know, I know Steve Inouye says, oh, don't rock the boat. Well, if everybody didn't rock the boat, Steve, what would happen? What would happen? Everybody be moving out of Hawaii, and they're moving. They're moving. Thousands and thousands of local people are leaving paradise because there is no room in paradise. Now, give an example. That little girl that walked out of her house in Kalihi and walked, I don't know how far, but really far. How did she cross the street, all that, with nobody stopping to help her get back home? Okay, this wouldn't have happened back in the 50s. Back in the 50s, people took care of people. Not today. Today is every person for themselves. And I mean even families. But to see families that help each other is so nice. It's so sad. Why is the world coming this way? Okay? Another thing. They want to make a law that you cannot sit or sleep on the sidewalks. I mean, what if you fell asleep or you're drunk, so you just fall asleep there? That's illegal? They're trying to find ways to get rid of homeless people. Well, you're going to get rid of homeless people by breaking the constitutional right? What's wrong with that? The reason people are homeless is because they cannot afford to live here and they cannot move. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, George. Just wanted to report some good news to the listeners. I tested the Shell gas yesterday. It was 91.
Fantastic.
Yep, 91 octane.
Good man. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, aloha.
Okay, there you go. Dean checks gasoline for you people every week. And Shell is the highest, the premium at 91. That's what we recommend using. Go do the test, folks. Do the test. Don't believe what I'm saying. Do the test. Okay? Empty your tank and fill it up with the Shell V-Power. Do it two times. take the gas mileage reading. See them reading.
So you're saying the higher octane will give them better gas mileage?
Definitely.
And what else?
Less repairs. Far less repairs.
Why is that?
Because engines, if it's a weed whacker, a big race engine, any engine, minimum octane that they can run without damaging is 100 octane. Go check on the computer, folks. I mean, you have the luxury of the computer. Check around the world, okay? Back in 1975, the oil companies brought out the idea of having clean air. So they went to unleaded gasoline, okay? And they wanted to lower the octane, okay? From 98 for regular to 87 for regular. 98 regular octane back then, engines would knock. When you go up the pulley, the engine would knock to death. Okay? People all ran premium, which was 104. The cars ran fine. So, if 104 was the premium, how were they able to lower it to 92 for premium? By adding chemicals in there called anti-knock. But the reason they did that is to cut your gas mileage. The oil companies don't give a hoot about pollution. They don't. It's all about money. Gas mileage. That's why America is the only country with low octane. Okay? Anyway, that's what I want you guys to try. Try the Shell Premium. Two tankfuls, and you be the judge. See the mileage you gain and the savings you get. You're just cheating yourself by using regular or using the other brands. Okay? Try it. And you'll be surprised. Really surprised. I stand on the corner walking my dog and I hear so many cars, engines beating to death. So sad. The owners don't care. They just drive on. So sad. But anyway, if it's a rental car, same thing. You want to save money, use the Shell Premium. Okay? But in America, the USA, all brands are the same. They're all at 88 for the premium. Okay? So, I don't know what to say. But in America, USA, those of you listening on the internet, I recommend using 2 gallons of E85 ethanol in your gas tank and then top it off with premium gasoline and watch your gas mileage jump. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Or if you're capable of buying E30, buy that and fill it up with that. You'll get way better gas mileage and the gas is cheaper. So, you want to save money? That's the way to do it. Okay? Anyway, if you're going to do a brake job, I recommend using the Akebono brake pads. They're the best. Okay? And flush your brake fluid every 2 years with DOT-4, not DOT-3. The factories recommend DOT-3. I recommend using DOT-4. The higher the DOT reading, the better the higher the boiling point for the brake fluid. So you people who ride the brakes a lot, the brake fluid will start boiling and you'll lose brakes. So use the DOT 4, which has, it's a heavier duty brake fluid. Okay? So, anyway. Oh, it's so, what do you call it? Frustrating. You know, when I research, and go research the vehicle registration around the USA. I don't know how people can just keep on paying that high registration fee. And the mayor of Honolulu wants to raise it again this year and make it even higher. So, I don't know. I don't understand. And I have a few friends that are suffering from diabetes and other ailments in the health. And I tell them to go see Dr. Terry Shintani. You know, he has that EES system that's fantastic, and they refuse to go. Well, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. I mean, if you're suffering, look for anything that will help you. Okay? It's illegal to have your dog on your lap when you're driving a car. I see a lot of people doing it. Don't do it because they can tag you. I know they don't tag you right now because the police department don't do it. Okay? And seat belts, it's illegal. It's against your constitutional right. Okay? Seat belts is illegal. Helmet law is illegal. It's all against your constitutional right. They cannot make laws that does not affect anybody but you. Okay? What? They're going to make new laws that says you got to take these certain vitamins? I don't think so. Anyway.
We have Charlie from Miley.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, George, how do you get the ethanol?
Well, I used to sell it. I used to bring it in from Brazil and sell it, but we lost our location because of my involvement exposing certain landowners for spreading asbestos. And the people of Hawaii, I mean the big rich people, they don't care about hurting other people in Hawaii, and that's wrong. So I'm looking for another location, and I'm asking for the people to help me find some place so I can go ahead and bring in more ethanol.
Yeah, because the ethanol works good on my truck. I put in ethanol about 4 years ago, about 4 gallons.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's fabulous fuel. I love it.
Yeah, it's been good for many years.
And Harvey Maeda in Kauai, he is really upset because we don't have it now. But yes, I love it, and if the people can find somehow we can bring it in, or even better, how we can get investors to pitch in and buy out Maui Sugar, and we start doing ethanol there in Maui and bring back all the sugarcane workers.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah. Hey, you know your safety check? Nobody's cracking down on the safety check. A lot of expired safety check.
Oh, yeah, there is. They should get rid of it.
And the glass was shattered, and the cup not even touched in the day.
Yeah, the bad thing with the safety check is on the bottom right corner, there is the VIN number for that vehicle on there. I recommend, I'm telling everybody, remove that VIN number, because if you take a phone and take a picture of that VIN number, you can get a good locksmith to make a key and steal the car.
Yeah, so I told my kids to erase that VIN number.
Yes, take it off. Or marsh pen it off.
Oh, yeah.
Take it off, because it's not illegal to remove the VIN number from the safety sticker.
So. That's good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Keep tires. They're selling $10 tires down here on my neck.
Be careful. Okay.
Danger, there's danger.
Yes, very be careful.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Aloha.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. A few minutes ago, I didn't understand what you said. I wasn't listening carefully. Something about E30?
Yes, on the mainland, they have E20, E30, E40, and E85. In other words, it's 20% ethanol, 30% ethanol, and 85% ethanol.
But you're not going to put E30, right?
Yeah, you can. You can fill it up with E30, because if you add 2 gallons of ethanol to the tank of gas, you're coming out to about 30% ethanol. But on the mainland, you don't have to mix it that way. You can just fill it.
Oh.
Okay?
They already have it.
Yes. Only on beautiful Hawaii, they don't have it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. It's that time that I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please help each other, folks. You know, this bad economy in Hawaii is not necessary. We can change it with one simple thing of ethanol. We start that ethanol industry here. It will bring the economy up with more jobs. More jobs, more people paying taxes, less they have to raise the tax. Okay? Until next week, please don't drink and drive, and aloha.